we're lucky enough to have Brendan Parnell on the phone, Racing Queensland CEO. He used to work here as well. I know the man quite well. Morning, Brendan.
Hello, Stewie. Hello, Ryan. Like old homework, isn't it?
Hello, BP. Good to talk to you.
How's it looking up there for tomorrow?
Would you like a weather forecast, a surf forecast, or a punting forecast?
Give us all three.
Well, the surf's a bit rough this morning. There's a little scud of rain going through, but the forecast is brilliant. Lovely warm 29 degrees today, and of course the forecast for the $7 million plus races tomorrow. It's just a day of magic and fairy tales.
It's an incredible race meeting. It's certainly become an incredible race meeting, the Magic Millions, hasn't it, Brendan? Each and every year it seems to get bigger. There's been new races announced for next year. What do you think it is? It probably is the perfect storm, isn't it, of what people love about racing with the sales, with great races to attract good horses, but it's the climate and the Queensland hospitality as well, isn't it?
Oh, it's all that cocktail. It's an amazing mix. When you look at the sun, sand, surf on the glitter strip, families from all of the racing dynasties here, buyers from around the world, a great backdrop, and you don't need to dress up. You can dress casually for most of this week, except if you're going to the races, and of course social distancing is a must in these concerning times. But it's an incredible cocktail, and it's probably the first original slot race concept. In fact, there's 9 slot races for all different classes of racing. And next year, it'll be the only race meeting in the Southern Hemisphere with $8 million plus races on it.
Yeah, it's just such a big week. What about the sales? You snuck down there and had a look around?
Yeah, the sales have been really robust. I think it was 8 or 9 $1 million lots yesterday. The clearance rate's above 94%. Average is nearing $300,000. So there's no shortage of investment. There is a lot of confidence in Australian racing when you look at the innovations of big events that have happened, prize money boosts in the major states. So there is a confidence globally to invest here, and it's a great sign of that confidence continuing.
So, Brendan, a lot of people would want to go to the Magic Millions. Some maybe have never been before. I'm one of those, and I know I've spoken to a lot of people over the last couple of days. They've gone, oh, well, gee, flights are actually pretty cheap to the Gold Coast. I'm going to head up there. Obviously, facilities on course, you can give us an update on what happens there and how people can get tickets and things like that. But what about off course? Are there things happening off course as well where people can maybe, you know, watch on a satellite sort of set up where they might be able to watch the races, then maybe shuttle to the track and back and forth? Just explain the setup and how it all works up there on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, so if people are interested in getting tickets, go to the Gold Coast Turf Club website and have a look at what's available. They've got a brand new facility called the Glass House, which replaces the Dome. And it's a beautiful viewing spot that looks directly down the home straight. They have got fantastic patron facilities, mostly sold out for such a huge day. Mm. But jump on the website. But it's a great viewing experience of the Gold Coast, the skyline and surface paradise in the background. But there's a number of activations during the week. So at the yearling sales, you'll be able to mingle with the likes of Billy Slater and many other NRL stars. The big trainers are all there, very casually dressed. Started off last weekend with the Wave race meeting, where we've introduced new Magic Millions races. Polo and show jumping were held last Sunday. Beach gallops on Tuesday. So there's a lot of public intersection with this carnival. It's not just a race meeting. It's actually a week and a half long carnival, which really touches the locals. They were all out in the skyscraper verandas on Tuesday morning watching the beach gallop. It was quite magnificent to see.
I think we saw some footage on TV. I certainly did.
Always good pictures.
Yeah, it's great viewing. Hey, you got a tip for the two big ones, the two big races?
Yeah, I thought Coolangatta was a bit under the odds. And you can see overnight with the firming up of the Snowden runners, Miss Hellfire particularly, as well as Russian Contest. Probably of the Queensland hopes, Mashani Spartan seems to have endless talent, but it's still very green. The three-year-old race, there's a lot of value. Outside of the favourite, Jamia, you can look at the likes of Rhapsody Rose is good value for the exotics, Miss Hipstar, and Mimi Lagarde as well.
Mm. Brendan, COVID's obviously wreaked havoc for a lot of sporting events. How does the Gold Coast handle COVID tomorrow?
Socially distancing, a lot of outdoor activity, checking in. We've had a number of people cancel being close contacts, and they've got to play their role and home isolate. Racing's demonstrated it can keep the community safe today, so it won't be like a normal Magic Millions. So there will be less people there, and we have to distance further.
Mm. Mate, what does the CEO of Racing Queensland do on the actual day? Do you get around, mill around, talk to the sponsors, grease a few palms? Is that the plan for you over the weekend?
Well, it's a bit like all of that, Stu. So this week we've got everyone from, and there won't be too many politicians there tomorrow with their directive about laying low. However, it is a lot of that. Business and corporate Queensland, and in fact corporate Australia, a number of them will be on the Gold Coast. And those that attend the races will see them there at the Magic Millions. But I've got a busy day tomorrow. We've got 9 races. The last one on the card is the Cutis race, which is the Queensland Breeding Scheme race worth $1 million for Queensland bred horses. So I've got to make sure I'm stage side and ready for the 9th race tomorrow afternoon.
Brendan, a code very close to my heart is Harness Racing. And we've just seen possibly one of the greatest in the Dominion series as far as storylines and coverages here in Sydney. And it goes to Brisbane next year, the Inner Dominion Series. Can you tell us what's in store and what we can look forward to with that?
Oh, it's really exciting, Ryan, to get that back in the gig, as you know very well. back in the gig with the Inter Dominion coming back to Queensland. It's been too long since it's been here. So early planning's now underway. We're really excited about being able to showcase the Sunshine State. And we'll have more details on that in the next month or two, but super excited.
Looking forward to it, Brendan. Enjoy the Magic Millions tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be a great day. It looks like it's been a wonderful week so far. And I hope everything goes very, very smoothly. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for your time, guys.